We're learning Masech, this human that pay Bezim and Aleph, the sugya of children on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says that Tinaikis ain't man and Isim be Yom Kippurim. Children, we don't have them fast on Yom Kippur. Have Machan Chan Isim, you teach them, and we'll see in the Gemara the sugya exactly what the Chinuch is v'chuli. Rashi starts with ain't man and Isim, ain't chayavim loy me'machal. You're not mechuyiv to deprive them of food. It sounds like you could, you're just not mechuyiv to. If you want to be mechanech them earlier, you could. You're just not mechuyev to. The Rambam, Perek Bezel Cheshvis Asas at the end, says Katan Shu Pachas Yimenteisha Eim Anas Yom Kippurim Kadesh Lo Yavol Yedei Sakana. Sounds pretty clear that there's an Issur. Rashi's Mashma that you could if you want to. It's Eim Chayavim Leim Emachel. The Rambam that says Eim Anas Shelo Yedei Sakana, Tainit Diran. That sounds clearly that you're not allowed to deprive them of food, and you're not allowed to be mechanech them before this man. And the Ran is Mashmi, holds like the Rambam, not like Rashi, and the Kolboy also is Marchev about it, the Beis Yosef brings in Siman Tov Resh Tazayin, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch there at the end of Siv Beis. Now, the Tazayin Mikipurim, from the Baal Kapis tomorrow, he wants a Taina, and maybe Rashi and Rambam don't argue, because Rashi is talking about when the child wants the fast. If he wants to fast, he's not interested in eating, so then you can let him fast. You're not mechuyif, right? But the Rambam is talking about where the child wants to eat. So there you mechuyif to feed him, you're not allowed to deprive him of food when he wants to eat. So there's just arguing Mashmai's Darshim, if Eim Anan means it's going on a child that wants to fast and telling you that you're not mechuyif them, Naya, or Eim Anan is going to a child that wants to eat and telling you it's asa, but Mara Mechad Avali Plihi. Lamaisa, the Ramah says not that way. The Ramah says, if the Kadan wants to be Machmal Atzmai, Meichin Biyadai. The Kadan wants to fast, we stop him from fasting. We instruct him, and protest, we tell him he has to eat. Now, it's also a Shtigl Shaila. The Lashon of the Rambam, and certainly the Ran, was that even Chinuch Shois before 9 is Asur. Rabbeinu Menayach says it very clearly about the Rambam. The Rabbeinu Menayach says, "Va'anoisem neim mena machal emishda filo shachas, v'meneim mena chesed v'yurashaka yazev." Rabbeinu b'chal sheifchi damim. He brings the whole story from the Yerushalmi. A child says he wants to drink, and the father said you have to wait until we get to the place, and the child died. So he can't even. He says, "Filo shachas, you're not allowed him." Rishmur brings it down, and his makar is Rabbeinu Menayach. That means, if the child is not yet up to the chinuch that the Chazal say, the 9-year-old or whatever it is, and you want him to fast the shayis, that's also asr. Then that would be by me a very big chiddush to say that would be asr, even if the child wants to be machmir even a little bit, you wouldn't be allowed to. The Maase is a sefer chikri leiv in Siman Kavtes. He argues. He says that he can't see that feeding him a little bit later could be any sakana b'chlal. In the Rambam, he wants a taina that the Rambam, when he says, Eim ananaisa shalavadei sakana, Eim ananaisa means that he doesn't fast the full day. That's a sakana. But it's not a sakana for chinuch shayis before 9. The Ran is mavur that there is, or at least more mashma. But, and that's what the Mishabur is psak, like Rabbeinu Menayach, that you can't even mechanech on the shayis. Now, interesting, Taisha Shanim goes into the Etzim Sugya, that Taisha Shanim asks a kasha, what do you mean you mechanech? Shtetach, here it says you have to be mechanech him not to eat on Yom Kippur. And other places it says, Kot Nechel Nevelis, Ein Bezim Esuvan Afishay. So the two Terutzim in the Taisa Shanim, one is B'Shem Reblaz of Mitz, that's the Yireim, that says, Chinuch is in a Mitzvah Saseh. And there's no Chinuch in Mitzvah Saseh. It's a big Kiddush. You don't have to instruct your child not to eat Shreif. Kot Nechel Nevelis, Ein Bezim Esuvan Afishay. You don't have to instruct the child not to be Mechal on Shabbos. You do have to instruct them to do mitzvahs. That's what it says. You're dealing with Torah and Krishma, and when he's up to, you know what I'm saying? Tefillah, tzitzis, v'levin esreg, v'chuli v'chuli. There are the Rishayim that hold their way. The Rajma and Yevamis, Dafkuf Yadal, and the Chedushim, and the Meiri, and the Piskei Rid, bring the Rajma. It's in Chuvah's Rajma, Usa Chelik Alasim, and Kufchav Ches, the Chinuch. So Kam Rishayim hold this way. The Yireim and the Rajma, and the Spur, and the Meiri, and the Piskei Rid. The chinuch is only for mitzvahs asay and not for mitzvahs loisay. That's how they understand the chiluk. We find the inyan of chinuch, and we find the kot nechel is eved esuv lafrishay, is asay and loisay. And the chiddush here is that Yom Kippur is an asay. V'nisim is nafshay seichem. not eating is an assay, so the assay of Yom Kippur, that you are mechuyev to mechanech. The other Teres of Teres Rishonim says, he says the Shem Rebbe, which is the Ri, the chinuch is on the father. The father is mechuyev to mechanechim, ein bezem mitzvah lefrishay. The father is taka mechuyev to mefrishay. The father is not allowed to let the child eat nevelis. Bez is not mitzvah lefrishay. The Rambam says that clear. At the end of Mechalas Asurish, Peg Zayin Locha Chavches, and it's also a Tshuvah Zmeram Rudenberg, it's the first Kumanus Simen Reish. Now these two Terutzim in Teis Shanim are also in Teis Sinaz and Afchav Tes. Same two Terutzim. So in the Vayla we have two Shitas in Chanuch. One Shita is that everybody, there's no Chilak Ha'av and anyone else, everybody's Mechliv to make sure the Ketanim do a Mitzvah Sasei, nobody's Mechliv to make sure the Ketanim don't do a Mitzvah Sasei. And we have another Shita, the Ri, the Rambam, the Rambam Rindberg, that there's no chiltin asay, lois to say, the father is mechuyiv in chinuch, bezin's not mechuyiv in any chinuch. Now there's a third shita, which is Taiz and Shah Mistaf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and the Ridva says in Mesech Tisivah Mistaf Kuf Yadalad, B'Shem is Rebbe the Ra and the Ramban, so what's the Kamer Rishayim hold this way, that the most chamadik, that there's no chiltin asay, lois to say, and no chilik bezin in the father. And what does it mean? That means if he's not a Giyul Lechinuch. Once he's a Giyul Lechinuch, Bezdin is Mitzvah Lafrishay. And that explains that. So, these are the three Shittas in the Rishayim. We have a Kasha. We have another Gemara about Chinuch. One Teretz is Asay and Laisasay. Chinuch is an Asay, Ein Bezdin is Laisasay. One Teretz is the Chilti, the father and Bezdin. The father is Mechuyiv and Chinuch and not the Bezdin. And the third teretz is, if he's lo yegiel lechinuch, you're not mitzvah lafrishay. If he's yegiel lechinuch, everybody's mitzvah lafrishay. Who do we bask like? The Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Simin Shimem Gimel, passages like the Rambam, like the Ri, like the Maram. The chinuch is dafka on the Av, and the Ramah brings the most chamadik ashita, the chinuch has in everyone, and ein bezim mitzvah lafrishay is lo yegiel lechinuch. But Mais is interesting, the Mishnah Berurah there, says halacha l'maisa, he brings a chayy adam, that when he's dealing with the deraisa, if you see a child that's a gil lechinuch doing this in deraisa, you mechuyev to mafreshim, even if you're not the father. Because for the deraisas, we're machmir for the shittas ha'teisas, the Ridva, the Ramban, and the Ra'ah, the shittas ha'teis and Shabbos, tafkuf chav aleph, that everybody's mechuyev to mafresh. For the rabbanans, we're mekel, it's only the av. Here in Siman Tafresh Tazayin, by Yom Kippur, all the priests can say it's only the av. They don't mention anyone else mechuyev to mechanech. Other rabbis, they say no one else mechuyev to mechanech, just the av. Chayr is shver. Why the paiskim don't bring down? It's there the Ramah brings the shita, and the Rosh Hashanah paskins that way by their ices. And here nobody brings the shita, and even the Rosh Hashanah, everyone just says that the chinuch is dafka on the av. Bothered, the chayr is a stira in the paiskim. I don't understand. The tzarachin case. Now, when you're dealing with the Av, the Teis Hashanim is called Stafka the Av, not the Ein. And the Agayis Maimonides is also mashmah that way. And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chikrei Lev in Simanai, and the Mishnah Berurah here in Tafresh Tezayin, the Sharetzi and Eiskas brings that other Paiskim hold that way. And the Mangan Avram says that, Stafka the Av, not the Ein. And the Gayin also holds that way, and he brings him a card from the Gemara Nazar, Dafka of Tesim and Aleph, which is a little bit shver, because that Gemara is talking about Nazirus. And the Gemara says that the Av is Ma'ad B'nai Ben Azar, but not the Aim, because the Av is Mechuyiv V'chinuch and not the Aim. The same Gemara says it's Dafka the Ben and not the Bas, and here's Mefurish that it's Chinuch on the Bas. So it's not like there'd be a Chiluk between Nazir and other mitzvahs. Nazir is not really a Chiyiv, so maybe that's Dafka the Av and Dafka the Ben, Mashegi and other mitzvahs, that could already be, just like you see that Yom Kippur is the Bas, so the Chayah Hu then it could be the Aim. But that's what Kamer Rishayim hold. The Chikri Lev there does bring that the Shitta Sarajba is that Aim is also Mechuyev like the father. Miri also holds that way here. And the Emes is the Gemara in Sukkah. That should be Kvegis Kasha there in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah by Hilni Amalka, the Gemara says that, Shiva Banim Hayula, Va'ay Koma Sela, Esel Apicha Chamim, that Hilni Amalka sat in the Sukkah more than 20 Amis. You really want to bring a Raya from her. You have to mention that there were seven children, Koma Sela, Esel Apicha Chamim, that they would have been Maicha. So the Teis Shanim says only just did the mitzvah and the mufa, but it's not mashmah. The Gemara says v'chi tema that katnagil lechinuch is derabanan v'ibed derabanan le'ashkecha. She doesn't care about derabanans. So Hashemah, kol maseil as lo pichachamim. It sounds like that she ain is mechuyev to mechanech hazon hakabanim in the mitzvah of sukkah. So that's the kasha b'kvegel life sarichin. So again, in the chi of chinuch, we have a stira that kodnech and levelas emes m'simul efrisha yehadis hashem with the chi of chinuch. The teretz that the zechiltin asay and loisa say is not brought in the peskim. The teretz of the zechiltin av and bezdin is sounds like the ikashit is a peskim hakabanim here in hilchas yom kippurim. And it's the Mechaber and Simon Shem Gimel, but there is a Teretz, and any time it's a Gil L'chinuch, everybody's Mechuyev L'chinuch. Now the Magen Avraham here, in Simon Tafresh, the Zayin says, that even though the Aim and other people aren't Mechuyev L'chinuch, but they're not allowed to feed a katan that's a Gil L'chinuch, they're not allowed to feed him be a Dayim. There's no Din Chinuch, but there is an Issa of Leis Achilam, they're not allowed to feed him be a Dayim. So the nice, you have a child, his father has to instruct him to fast. If his father's not around, his mother doesn't have to instruct him to fast, or the Arshit does that yet, but that's what's brought down in Simon Tafresh Dazayin, but she's not allowed to actually feed him, because it's an Issel Leisachilim. The rabbi brings it, other Achrayim bring it, that's this is the Magen Avraham. So the Mishnah is a little bothered in the Sharet Zion, that he says, who says it's an Issel Leisachilim? Leisachilim is a pshat, when there is really a Chiyav. When there is really a Chiyav, there's a Chiyav Chinuch, so then there's an Issel Leisachilim. Rashaykin here, the whole chinuch is a chinuch l'shoyis. So it could be, that doesn't make it a derabanan dika isser. That's not a din chinuch l'shoyis, and it won't be a din l'skilim down. Mishlai nevela. Nevela is aser. Navas. Emez m'suvan l'afrishay. But there's a din that they can't be machal be a din. But here, the Khan doesn't have to fast. It's a din chinuch. Chinuch is on the av. But even if he's a gil l'chinuch, more than chinuch, you don't have some hecha tesis and this lachel be a dime. That's the Shai Tzion's taina on the Magen Avraham. But I'm bothered for carrot. Why would the Magen Avraham make a chilek between if he's gil lechinuch and not a gil lechinuch? The etzim din of leisachilim applies even by a cotton that's not a gil lechinuch, even by a tinik ben yoyma. It's not a bar chinuch v'avana klal. As there's mavur in simin shim mem gimel. So why wouldn't you have an issa leisachilim on all ktanim? So how could he give food to any katan on Yom Kippur? Elamai, he'll tell me because it's a sakana, like we said from the Rambam, it's a sakana. So what? So like sechilim is nilchem nebikuch nefesh? It doesn't sound like that's the pshat. Because if that's not the pshat, then the Mishnah Berurah is kashayit nishdan. If the pshat is that really a katan is not like in Yom Kippur, now there's a din bikuch nefesh. So here, which is gil lechinuch shayis, obviously is no sakana. So there's no bikuch nefesh. So mela vad is din vlei sechilim. What's the Mishnah Berurah's kasha? But lamaisa, it is shver to say that really no one's allowed to feed a katan on Yom Kippur. It's only mutter because of bikuch nefesh. So kundes, let's say a katan could eat the food on his own. You want to help him out. You want to give him the food, but he really could get the food on his own. So it's not bikuch nefesh to give him the food. So you should have to let him get the food on his own. You shouldn't be allowed to give him the food. And also the mashal, you want to give him extra food. He already has enough food to eat. You want to give extra food. You're going to say that it's usher. The Paiskim only discuss Leisachilim by a katan as a gil lechinuch. Right? That lechayr from the stimus of Paiskim that discuss Leisachilim when it's a gil lechinuch and now without a gil lechinuch, vice is held there's no Leisachilim on Yom Kippur. There is a minchas chinuch that sounds like there is a din Leisachilim on Yom Kippur and it's only nidcham v'kuch nefesh and enichinami. You're not allowed to give the katan more than he needs. But the stimus of Paiskim is not the way, because the stimus of Paiskim that say leisachilim dafke by a gil lechinuch, and even then the Sharetzion is like bothered mechatesa, so he's a gil lechinuch, otherwise it's chinuch. So the Emes says there is a discussion. There are kama achrenim that say there's no leisachilim by Yom Kippur. You see, the truth is the Rana asked the kasha that if he mentions this, if you knew him on the Raisa, what's the pshat that rechitza and sicha is mutter by a katan because haini ribisayu. If it's the Raisa, how could the Chum be matter it? It's a din of Leisachilim. So the Beis Yosef says, there's Leigil Lechinuch. So the male is no din of Leisachilim. But that's Shver. Like we mentioned, in Simon Shimem Gimel, it's Mavur that there is a din of Leisachilim even by Leigil Lechinuch. And the Pichadish says that there's no Leisachilim on Yom Kippur because it's kosher food. It's Davar Het of Isman Isser. And others say it already, Asura Shashu Zechin Yosef says it's a Svarim. And the Chalkas Yev says it's a svara that there's no leisachilim. It's not we're not dealing with an issi. It's a chiyav inoy. There's no leisachilim on Yom Kippur. So I b'zay then takadu the Sharetzion's kasha is good. So what's the Magen Avraham saying that there's leisachilim by Yil Lechinuch? Yil Lechinuch they didn't make it aser. Yil Lechinuch made it din chinuch. So lecharem iman of shach. If there's leisa chilim on achilas yom kippah, have it shreis damazai. Why is it mutter even if it's leigi lechinach? Lecharem din leisa chilim is even leigi lechinach. Elamayin is leigi lechinach. There is no leisa chilim by yom kippah, like the prechadish said, it's davar hetim is manisim, like the shalashiv is zichun yosef, like others that say that leisa chilim was only on something which is not kosher b'etzim, so it's asa b'etzim, not by yom kippah, really it's mutter, just the chiyavinim, so there's no leisa chilim on that. So I b'zay. So what's pshat in the Magen Avraham that says that by a gil lechinuch, when the av is not there, is din leisachilim? Why should that make a din leisachilim? So that's the chayyad of pshat in the Sharetzion's kasha. I saw afterwards there's a chikrei leiv, the sefer chikrei leiv simon kuf yud beis. There's mamish ma'arich a lot about this in the kudah. And now let's see the sugya of the Gemara. The Gemara has three shittas. I'll go through what's yetzay from the. And so, come what's yaitzeh from the sugya? There's really two shittas in the sugya. There's Rashi shita, which the Rash holds of, and the Rif and the Rambam shita. The two shittas, and it's both in the Girsa and in the Pshat in the sugya. According to Rashi, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are arguing. Rav Huna is talking about a tinaik, a boy. I'm sorry, Rav Huna is talking about a girl, tinaikis, and Rav Nachman is talking about a tinaik, a boy. But they're really not arguing. And the basic rule is like this. There's two chinuch. There's chinuch shoyis and there's chinuch of Hashlama, according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. There's chinuch shoyis and chinuch Hashlama. They don't argue with each other at all. According to both of them, there's one stone and a girl, one stone and a boy. According to both of them, there's also bari and chayla. There's shoyis and Hashlama, and there's bari and chayla, and there's a boy and a girl. Those are the three factors you have to know. You want to know about the chinuch? Are we talking about a boy or a girl? Are we talking about a bari or a chayla, healthy or sick? Are we talking about Hashlama or Shais? Now, the way it works according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is like this. Chinuch v'Shais starts 4 years before Bar or Bas Mitzvah, before Gadlus. For a Bari and for a Chayla, 3 years. Chinuch v'Hashlama starts 2 years before Gadlus for a Bari and 1 year for a Chayla. A Chayla, both of them have 2 years of Chinuch Shais. Both a Bari and a Chayla, and a boy and a girl have 2 years of both a bari and a chayla and a boy and a girl have 2 years of chinuch shais. A bari has also 2 years of ashlama, and a chayla has 1 year of ashlama. So it comes out like this: a tinaik bari starts chinuch shais at 9, chinuch ashlama at 11. So it's 4 years of chinuch, 2 years of chinuch shais, 2 years of chinuch ashlama. A tinaik chayla starts chinuch shais at 10, and chinuch ashlama at 12. 2 years of shais, 1 year of ashlama. A tinaik is bria, a girl, a healthy girl. She starts a chinuch shayis at 8, and she starts chinuch hashlama at 10. 2 years shayis, 2 years hashlama. A tinaik is chayla, a sickly girl, will start her chinuch shayis at 9, 3 years before mes mitzvah, and hashlama at 11, 1 year before mes mitzvah. That's true both according to Vinan and of Nachman. So a bari, tinaik and tinaik starts 4 years before the bar or bas mitzvah does shayis, 2 years before the bar of mitzvah does hashlama, a chayla, 4 years before bar of mitzvah, 3 years before bar of mitzvah starts shayis, 1 year before bar of mitzvah starts hashlama. Rabbi Eichner holds there is no chinuch for hashlama; there's just chinuch of shayis. The chinuch of shayis starts 2 years before gadlus by a bari and 1 year before gadlus by a chayla. So, according to Rabbi Eichner, a boy will start his chinuch shayis if he's healthy at 11 and a chayla at 12. A girl will start her chinuch shayis if she's healthy by 10, and by a chayla at 11. That's shittas Rashi in the sugya. The Rif has a different girsa, and a different perish, and a lot of nafkaminis. First, according to the Rif, both Rav Huna and Rav Nachman hold that at 12, a boy would be mashlim midraisa, and 11 for a girl. It's a machlekes in nida. But when is bar mitzvah age? He holds that according to both the Funer of Nachman, a boy could get bar mitzvah if he has Cyrus at 12, because Terech is 9, Kalach is 9, and a girl at 11. So that's them, but that we happen not to paskin like. The Rif does not paskin that way. But that's where Funer of Nachman happened to hold the way his girsa is, that a boy is mechuyiv midaraisa to fast at 12 and a girl at 11. Now, it's interesting, according to the Rif, is that the girl and the boy start chinuch exactly the same time, even though the girl starts the actual tainus earlier, but the chinuch starts at the same time. The Ran's lashon is that the ikah chinuch is for a boy. Very interesting, like he says in Masechta Zos, like I mentioned, So even though there is a chiyuv by a girl, but they don't want to be machman a girl more than a boy. So whatever they did by a boy, they did by a girl, even though she gets bas mitzvah earlier. But it's the same time. So there's no chilut in boy and girl in the time when they start. According to Rashi, whatever the din is by a boy, all the dinim by the girl is 1 year earlier. According to the Rif, the boy and the girl start at the same time. Now the Rif holds is a machloekes Rav of Nachman when it starts. According to Rav Huna, a bari starts at 8, both boy and girl, and a chayla at 9. And according to Rav Nachman, a bari starts at 9 and a chayla at 10. And that's what we're talking about shoyis. Now they're also arguing about Ashlama. According to Rav Huna, a bari started at 8 of chinuch shoyis, and a bari starts at Shlama at 10. According to Rav Huna, a chayla started at 9 and a chayla starts at Shlama at 11. And that's both by a boy and a girl. According to Rav Nachman, everybody starts at 11, whether you're a chayla or a bari, whether it's a tinag or a tinaikis. And the Ran said they didn't make a chilting chayla and bari according to Nachman because Hashlama they did kain deraisa. And just like Hashlama deraisa is man's kavur, Hashlama v'em is man kavur, no chil chayla and bari. So the Rivolz is the machlaikis of Huna of Nachman. The machlaikis is as follows. There's no chilik tinag and tinaikis. According to Rav Huna, a bari starts shayis at 8 and Hashlama at 10. A chayla starts shayis at 9 and Hashlama at 11. According to Rav Nachman, a bari starts shayis at 9 and a chayla at 10, and a shlama they both start at 11. And according to both Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, at 12 is already a din deraisa that they have to fast. Now, even in Rav Yechanan, there's a chilut in the Rif and Rashi, because in Rav Yechanan, the chinuch shayis by a bari starts at 10, by a chayla starts at 11, and that's both tinek and tinekis, and there is no chinuch shlama. The way Rashi learned, Rabbi Yechanan holds that a bari starts 2 years before bar or bas mitzvah, and a chayla 1 year before bar or bas mitzvah, shayis, and there is no ashlama. But according to the Rif, the bari would start at 10, and the chayla would start at 11. Now the Rambam also seems like the Rif, because he's not mechalting katan ketana, and he says a chinuch shayis starts from 10, 9 or 10, and ashlama at 11. That sounds like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that there's a chiluk chayla and bari for shayis 9 and 10, and a shlama both of them is 11. So he also like the Rif and he also like Rav Nachman. The Rush brings both shittas, he brings both shittas Rashi, and he also brings shittas of the Rif and the Rambam, and he passes like Rashi. Now, what's the psak halacha? The Rif and the Rambam and the Rush all passing like Rav Nachman. According to the Rush, Rav Huna holds like Rav Nachman as well. But they don't pass like Rav Yechanan. But the thing is, they don't hold like Rav Nachman that there's a deraisa they could dim by 12. That's the Gemara Nida that comes in at that way. But they hold like this. According to Rif and the Rambam, there's no chilut in boy and girl. Chinuch shayis starts by 9 lebari and by 10 b'chayla. And a shlama starts at 11 by both bari and chayla. So kumdais, lefi the Rif and the Rambam, an 11-year-old boy and girl has to fast on Yom Kippur, and a 12-year-old boy. And from 9 years old, they have to do shayis, or 10 by a chayla. Now, the Rosh holds, which is Rashi Shita, in Rav Nachman, that a bari starts at 9, and a shlam at 11, and a chayla starts at 10, and a shlam at 12, and that's by a boy, by a girl. A bari would start by 8, and a shlam at 10, and a chayla would start at 9, and a shlam at 11. And that's the psak of the Tur, the Rosh and the Tur. Now the Arish Shainim a passion like a Bechana, there is no Ashlama, and Chinuch starts either a year earlier or 2 earlier, which is the Mahag, the Rekeach, the Ereim, that the Geis Maimonis brings, the Ritz Geis, which the Ran brings, and the Chumas Adash and Simon Kufthan Hay brings the Taisis, it's the Chayr, the Taisin Ksuvis, that Rebbe Kvega is on Sechon Suv and the Gilyan Ashas. And they hold like a Bechana. The Beis brings all these Rishainim, but the Mechaba passes like the Rif and the Ramam. So Kumtais, very interesting. According to the Psaak of the Shulchan Aruch, every boy and girl, that's 11 years old, whether chayla or bari, has to fast the entire Yom Kippur from the age of 11. Now the Rama brings the Rishayin and the Pasuk like a Bechanan, and his lashon is, you could be samech on them by a nashu kochosh ve'nechazik l'sanis. If you have a child, which seems like a weak, sickly child, you could be samech on the sheet that's a Pasuk like a Bechanan, doesn't have to fast. But a nice, healthy child is mechuyev to fast at 11, even according to the Rama. But the Mishnah Berurah says, L'maisa, the Minig is not that way. The Olam is not fast before the 13. Certainly not at 11, even at 12. And he says, the reason is because it's Yard the Chul Shel Olam, and Menastam, any Kata is not called the Bar Linyan Zeh. Unless you know for sure that he's really healthy and strong to be Seifel, which is interesting. Even the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a kid which is healthy, he says that he should pass like a Be'echanan. The Halakha L'maisa brings the Ramami Panu that paskins like Yishayna pass like a Be'echanan by Ultinaik, which is a line of G'dayla Yishaynim, which is not like the Mechamim, not like the Rambam, but he does bring the Izzet Paisik and Ram Panu that paskins the way Halakha L'maisa. So maybe you could say that the Minig Olam is not like, the Mishnah Berurah is not saying that, but the Minig Olam is not like the Mechayim and the Ramah. The Minig Olam is like the Ramah Panu, like the Rishayim, like the Bahag, the Rekech, the Yireim, the Ritz Geis, that all pass like a Be'echanan. But I would think, Lamaisa, if you have a child that's 11 years old, or 12 years old, that wants to fast, I would think the Zichah not a din to tell him he's Mechayiv to eat. Even if we're going to say Halacha L'maisa, we pass like the Rambam, that, like the Ramah says, if a child wants to be Nachman Meichem Miyadei, but once he's 11, with a din according to the Rif in the Rambam, and the Rosh in the Tur, and the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch is that he's Mechayiv to fast, so even if we're going to say that we're saying because of Yod Chol Shel Ha'ilam, like the Rishayim, the fashion like Rabbi Yochanan, but if you have a kid that's healthy, Mishbru himself says, that he should fast. See, anything you say that minig is not the way, but I don't think there's any din to stop him from fasting if he wants to be machmir. Kenu leni is daiti.